I'm Michelle Franzen. Reaction on Capitol Hill after Matt Gaetz pulled out as President-elect Trump's attorney general nominee. The former congressman from Florida at the center of a House ethics investigation into sexual misconduct and illicit drug use resigned after getting the nomination, but faced an uphill battle to get enough votes to be confirmed. GOP Senator Kevin Cramer among those who were skeptical.
No, I would not vote for him today, and that I have been clear. If I had to vote on what we know today, I would not.
The Pentagon confirming that the U.S. was notified shortly before Russia launched an experimental intermediate-range ballistic missile into Ukraine. Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh at today's briefing.
This was a new type of lethal capability that was employed on the battlefield. So that's certainly of concern to us.
It marks an escalation this week in fighting on both sides. President Biden hosting the Boston Celtics today at the White House, celebrating the NBA champions, the team's 18th championship in franchise history. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The 9-day gun deer season opens on Saturday, and hunters have an opportunity to donate some of their harvest. The DNR's Jeff Pritzel.
Utilize the deer donation program, whether it's the formal program or just personal relationships, to harvest venison for their community and share it.
You can find out more on the DNR website. School officials in Mauston say the district may dissolve if residents don't approve a referendum. The school board approved a measure allowing for dissolution on Monday after a pair of spending questions failed in the last two elections. State government's projected surplus grows. The Evers administration now projecting the state will finish the 2023-25 budget with a $4 billion surplus. That's more than the $3.5 billion that had been expected. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
MaxFM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
MaxFM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Any light rain will come to an end this evening. Cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 30s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, high mid-40s. For the upcoming weekend, it stays dry and mostly cloudy. A high around 40 on Saturday, mid-40s for Sunday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. It's 42 right now.
99.7.
Looking like a tramp, like a video of them. Devilish and warm, can I be yours? 99.7 Max FM, a Civic Media radio station. Kicking off the Thursday ride home. Are we done with the snow? Are we ready for the weekend? Almost there. 50-minute music hour right now on Max FM. And streaming wherever you happen to be tonight, you can listen to us on the free Civic Media app.
Max FM.
Gotta make a move to my town that's right for me. Town to keep me moving, keep me moving.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing. This girl's an open page, bookmarking. She's so close now. This girl is half his age.
FM Sports. The WIAA High School Football Playoffs are underway at Camp Randall today. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. D7 Edgar Blank Potosi Cassville 19-0 to win their second straight title and ninth overall. The Wildcats pitched their seventh shutout of the season and second in the playoffs. In the Division 6 title game, Grantsburg's comeback fell short. They fell to Lamira 26-19. There's two more games yet today, with Wrightstown and Stratford kicking off after four in the Division 5 championship game. Packers wrapped up another day of work, and defensive back Jair Alexander spent the day in the rehab group. A newcomer to the injury list, rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper. He suffered a hamstring injury this week in practice and is question mark for Sunday's game against the Niners. There is Thursday night football in the NFL tonight. The Pittsburgh Steelers are on the road in Cleveland against the Browns. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
We are young. Hearted to heart. We stand. No promises. No demands.
Sergeant,
got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
On 99.7 Max FM, as we get ready for the weekend, we've got a couple of big things coming up that we need your help with, all right? And one of them is tomorrow. We'll tell you all about it and what I need you to bring coming up in 10 minutes on Max FM with Simple Minds.
Stand above. And more. 99.7 Max FM.
Well, baby, dance with me. Yeah.
It's Billy Idol on 99.7 Max FM, a Civic Media radio station. Aaron, and yeah, I'm just so glad the day is over. How about you? A lot of snow today. Not the snow that's good for sledding. It's the snow that makes you not want to get into your car, as I've been talking with some of my colleagues earlier today. Hey, tomorrow's going to be a much better day, and it's a great opportunity to get out and meet David Grant and Emily from the morning show. They're going to be hanging out at Back Road Baraboo Motors tomorrow from 11 to 1, and they're going to be looking for some non-perishable food items. If you could bring any of those to help out families in need right here in South Central Wisconsin, we're raising money for Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. So bring those non-perishable food items. Help your neighbors in need tomorrow from 11 to 1 at Back Road Baraboo Motors. And, of course, you can find more information on the Max FM Facebook page.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time once again for the annual Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This will be happening on Saturday, November 23rd from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The event is going to be at the Baraboo Arts and Banquet Hall at 323 Water Street in Baraboo. It's going to feature over 60 vendors, crafters, artisans, and practitioners. A free gift will be given to the first 50 adult customers through the door. There's also going to be door prizes, a silent auction, and raffle for Bullies and Friends Pet Rescue. Treat yourself to refreshments available on sale and special entertainment by Ted Hawkins. Again, swing by the Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This is happening on Saturday, November 23rd, and walk away with a full heart and some great holiday gifts. And also on that same Saturday, November 23rd, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., it's the Dear Widows Weekend Craft Fair at Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Wisconsin Dells. Again, this will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And on both Friday, the 22nd of November, and the 23rd, it's the Holiday Craft Fair in Portage, previously held at the Saddle Ridge Clubhouse. This is going to be now moved to the Bethlehem Lutheran Church on Highway 33 between Portage and Partyville. There'll be lots of parking and 45 crafters on hand. It's open from noon until 4 p.m. on Friday, November 22nd, and then 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on November 23rd. And that busy Saturday continues with the Portage VFW hosting their chili dinner. This will be from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. as $8 will get you a delicious bowl of chili along with cornbread and a dessert. And again, this will be supporting the VFW Post 1707. It's also where it's located, right behind Walgreens on West Collins Street in Portage. Again, this is November 23rd from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Enjoy some acoustic Elvis at Konamichi Craft Bar after the downtown Baraboo Christmas Light Parade this Saturday, November 23rd. Celebrate the upcoming holidays in delicious style with some of Konamichi Craft Bar's featured drinks, a snickerdoodle martini, peppermint barktini, or a cranberry old fashioned. Don't miss the live acoustic Elvis show after the parade at Konamichi on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, where the cocktails, wine, and beer are perfectly paired with the exceptional music and art.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Any light rain will come to an end this evening. Cloudy tonight, low in the upper 30s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, high mid-40s. For the upcoming weekend, it stays dry and mostly cloudy. A high around 40 on Saturday, mid-40s for Sunday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. It's 42 right now.
99.7
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
It's Hall & Oates on Max FM. 50-minute music hour continues on. And a quick shout-out to our friend Julie in Cross Plains. Thank you for that text message again. Through the Civic Media app.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.